808 at WGCL. It is Wednesday morning, and we bring in County Councilwoman Marty Hawk for her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us as always. Margaret is out sick today, so we'll get back in touch with her next week. Seems like everybody's getting a little bit of this bug that's going around. I've dodged it so far, but my family hasn't, so don't be surprised if I'm next. But we're not here to talk about the cold and flu season. We know it's cold. We know it's winter. But the story obviously making headlines over the, what was that, on Monday, Tuesday? I can't even remember what it was. Monday was that folks in county government who borrow money under their own rules and regulations, borrowing taxpayers' money, we have learned what, Marty? That you can do it as long as you don't really get caught doing a bad job about it. That's what I've learned, this whole situation with Rhonda Foster.
Well, you have to remember that I was in the trenches fighting this when all of this was coming down. And for the HT today, in their opinion column, saying, oh, well, that was right, you know, she shouldn't have to do anything more than this misdemeanor. And after all, she paid it off on time every time. Well, that, you know, do your homework, folks. Do your homework. This is just outrageous. And in addition to which, what I'm reading in the paper is that both the special prosecutor and her attorney, Shapiro, goes over to the auditor's office together to go through paperwork. Now, what I didn't know.
Let me help you with that.
What?
There you go. Let me help you with that. Let's work on this together. How does this all work? And I'm baffled by all of this.
Well, and
because Rhonda Foster was in charge of making sure the policies were in place so things like this couldn't happen.
And also in charge of making sure that every new employee would know they were not supposed to be doing these things. But for them, what is said in the paper, which was something new, every time I would ask our auditor's office, what are we hearing from Barry Brown? What are the charges or whatever? I'm hearing, well, we don't have anything yet. We don't have anything yet. But, of course, they did not say to us, well, they've been over trying to find the information, and we weren't willing to help them. We just threw out a bunch of books and said, have at it. You know, if there's a needle in a haystack there, you go find it. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Because it makes it clear that he said, Brown is saying that he and Shapiro took on the role of auditor. We found no evidence of restitution owed. And I got a call from the auditor's office saying they were not interested in taking this any further and that they were pleased to get the matter resolved.
Well,
I guess that's good.
Well, what was the resolution, and where's the proof of the resolution? If you just show me that, I've got no problem with that statement.
Well, to say that there's still no money owed.
How do they know that?
I can believe that would be the case.
Or we're just taking her word for it because she's been so honest and forthright throughout this entire process. If she says she's paid it all back, we should just take her at her word.
Well, and I'm just saying whether or not she had paid it all back. She certainly was not, from what I have been told, ever paying it back monthly on time.
Let me ask you a question. How could this happen? Because I thought the money that has to be, who signs off on making these payments?
Well, it's the county commissioners. But if you've got...
So how did this get by them?
Well, they talked to her at one point and said, no, don't do that, okay. But she kept the credit card and did it again anyway, and nobody checked it.
Who was the auditor at this time?
The auditor at that time was Amy Gerstmann with Steve Salter as being the person who was really running the office.
So when you have people in the auditor's office that are... I mean, I'm just going from what the convictions tell me here that have been in trouble. Why are we looking for help from the auditor if everybody there is playing on the same team?
Well,
I'm not asking you to fix these problems.
Right.
That's not your role. What I'm trying to do is get some light shed on this, because if you go into the auditor's office, you're asking people there now to help you that were there in the middle of all this. What do you think they're going to do? Say, oh, yeah, they're over there in that filing box. Take a look. And why would they go help you? It was everybody was in this together. Do they need to keep investigating what's going on there, or is this finally done and dusted because the HT throws an opinion piece out? Well, now that the paper's spoken, I guess we can all go back to our lives.
Well,
what's going on here, Marty?
I would want to make certain everybody understood. I'm not saying that the auditor staff was not willing to be helpful. Because
I have no idea.
But they have to only do what they are instructed to do, you see. So from if indeed what is being said here in the paper, that people went in to try to find something about this and they were given no assistance other than put a gigantic pile of books and records on the table. And they were.
Is this the same office that's been trying to hire more people for the last couple of years?
Well, absolutely. But you know what? This is no excuse. We've got a couple of attorneys. One's supposed to be defending and one's supposed to be prosecuting, working together, looking over paperwork.
How does that
tell
work
me
out?
They know how to look at these books to find anything. So,
well, speaking of attorneys, what's the county's attorney's role in all of this? This has been going on since 2000. Who knew about this and who didn't know about it? And I can't connect these dots.
Well, the thing is that the HR director was hired by the county commissioners and works directly for the county commissioners and was given a credit card and used it inappropriately, and all of the bills that came due to be paid
were all approved by the commissioners.
Now, when somebody started looking at it, they found several things that she should not, that she was going to have to pay for. For instance,
Macy's, Walmart.
Trip,
yeah.
A one trip she took, she charged one of those very expensive robes from, you know, how if you go to a really nice hotel.
No, I don't. Tell me more. Because she's using my money to go do this. Why can't I go too?
She charged the robe to the county.
Well, that's
and
good.
She was, and when that was
but
called.
But she'll pay it back, Marty. Who cares? The newspaper just told me this morning none of this matters because she paid it all back.
This is just, I don't know who's writing the opinion column, but in my opinion, they need to take a reality check.
You know why?
These are public dollars and it has abused the public's trust, whether it's an employee or whether it's an elected official. I mean, take a look over at Owen County. When that Owen County auditor,
they're over $350,000.
When Mike Woods, the auditor in Owen County, discovered what was going on with the former auditor, he immediately got people in there to investigate and
what kind of people?
Well, he got the state police.
Well, I don't know. Why didn't that go on here? It's not a big deal. Nobody cares. Is that the whole thing? People always get on me and say, why do you talk about that stuff? You get on the radio and then you bring on Marty Hall and you guys talk about, nobody cares about this. Nobody cares that their money's again, unless you run up to somebody on the Beeline Trail, punch them in the face and take $1,000 out of their wallet, nobody cares about this. Look at the paper. Wipe their hands off and they're done with it. They don't care. They're done. Why are we talking about this? Let's talk about something else because nobody cares about this. Take all the money you want from county government. Just give it back to us whenever it's convenient for you, and we'll move on with things. It's an unsecured loan, and if you do pay it back, well, maybe we'll keep track of it or not. We're not sure. We don't know how this works. So tell me, Salters, or who's in charge of the auditor's office right now? There's a plan in place. This can't happen again? Or did the commissioners just sign off on everything now, just like they have been doing for the last however many years?
Well, Salter is the auditor now.
Okay.
But let me tell you what was said by our former auditor, Amy Gerstmann. She made it clear, well, hey, the State Board of Accounts, they won't complain just as long as I get it paid back before the end of the year.
Sure.
Before the end of the year.
12-month loan, interest-free.
You know, at first she was not happy with what Rhonda Foster, you know, was charging. And then, before you knew it, it was like, okay, I think she took a information from Rhonda and decided to do it herself. I mean, I would really like to know.
How could two of these people at the same time be doing this and it just goes through the cracks?
Well, you know,
we're not talking about $10 here and there. We're talking about thousands of dollars, right?
Right.
Okay.
Thousands and thousands and thousands.
And that just crosses the commissioner's desk and somebody rubber stamps it and away we go. Because we don't care. Nobody cares.
Absolutely.
This is your government at work. These are the people that you go out and you pull the Democratic lever and you elect. That's what's happening right now. And if this was Republican, Marty, I would be on your case just as bad.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say
all
about the OAC.
Over. I don't care what letter in front of it is, but when you got a whole office where everybody knows the little tricks, how do we know it's just these two? Are they the only people that had credit cards? Who else had credit cards during this time? Are these things that are even being looked at? Or have we just quit?
Absolutely. What I wanted to make the point of, in Owen County when this was discovered, it didn't matter if they were both on the same side of the aisle. The auditor went right after her and made certain that they did everything they could to investigate everything. In our county, it's like, well, we asked them, they wouldn't give us the information, they wouldn't help us, so we'll just decide, well, she's, you know, good to go. Just outrageous. And
you keep taking people on your word, that's what you get.
I mean, Amy skated on this. Amy Gerstmann, the former auditor, very little happened to her. Rhonda Foster is skating on this. And then now she has a law degree. I'm glad we helped her get through law school.
Our guest this morning is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk, and every Wednesday we talk about something that's going on. And
she even said that she thought the
What does her having a law degree have anything to do with the price of tea in China, by the way?
Exactly.
Who cares?
Here's the reason
why. You want to talk about did she save some puppies from a fire recently, too? That has nothing to do with her taking money that wasn't hers in
but
a position of power.
Let me tell you, that had everything to do with how she was charged. Because had she been charged with a felony, then she be able to be a
Here's what I've learned in all these special investigations. When it gets real thick and when it gets real deep, we can't wait to be done and over with. Okay, yeah, there are some misdeeds done. Not sure what all of them are. Not sure where all the dots have been connected. But we don't want to take anything up the ladder that we're going to have to fight and prosecute. Let's just get a simple little conviction and we'll give a little bit here and be on our way with it. Is that how the system works?
Well, that is such a crime. And it puts such a black eye on all of our good and faithful public servants.
Why would you be
so
one?
Hard.
You might as well. You got a better chance of stealing and getting away with it and not doing any time. These are the people in charge. These aren't the underlings that cracked the code. These are the people that were elected and appointed. These are the top. This is rotting from the head down. This isn't an hourly employee stealing out of the petty change fund.
And you know, if somebody
it's unbelievable that nobody cares.
The
nobody
common
cares.
Sense would tell you
nobody
you
cares.
Don't go out and use the public's charge card and charge up a bunch of stuff. As long as I pay it back, that's good. Well, what if you get hit by a Mack truck? Who's going to pay it back? You know, there's no guarantee you'll pay it back, and even if that's the case, it's not your credit card.
Why can't I go to the I go to the county and get an unsecured loan for a year? Why can't I do it? Why do I have to work there? Isn't it my money? Can't I just go get a loan? No, I can't, and that's the point here. The point of the matter is, hey, we found some misdeeds. You said you're going to you've paid it back. There's really some proof, but not all the proof of what's paid back or not paid back. Oh, I paid it in cash and stuck it. Oh, of course you did. And again, okay, well, we don't want to push this and have to take it to court. We don't want to have to fight for a felon. We'll just take this and go. Let me ask you a question. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Who puts Barry Brown in charge? Who puts him in charge?
The court.
The court
appoints the special prosecutor. And then our special prosecutor says, oh, well, let's accept this plea agreement from Shapiro. Shapiro wants her to skate. So our special prosecutor says, sounds good to me. And our judge says, oh, well, this looks like a bad deal, but I'll sign off on it.
That's what the paper said, and that's what I have to go by. I'm not in the courtroom, I can't tell you, and I don't have to like it. I don't have to like it. That's the other part. I don't have to like it. And this has nothing to do with the people that are involved. It has to do with theft of public money.
And you and I could be having this conversation.
We are, but it's just the two of us anyhow. No one's listening.
Well, let me tell you, a lot of people are listening. I hear that all of the time, how many people are listening.
How many Republicans are running for anything? One? Two? Come on. Come on, Marty. Come on.
Come on,
I believe you. I believe there's good out there. I'm having a hard time finding it.
I'm real sorry.
Okay, there's a hole in my wall in the studio that I've banged my head against now for 3 days, and I'm tired.
Well, I've been doing it for years and years.
You have been, and I can only imagine how much fun it's not. So the next step is what? Everything is fine. We put a lock on the door. The cow is out, but we've got a brand new barn door and nothing, and we're all good and nothing to worry about. So you and me will have nothing to talk about for the next however many years I do this program.
Well, I will say this. When I saw in here that the auditor's office, and I assume that had to be the auditor because nobody else in the office is going to say this. They don't have, you know, they won't do that. They're saying, okay, this is, we just want to, let's see, I don't want to misquote it, but it sort of sounded as if it was like, okay, we just want this over with.
I said that. That's what it sounds
but
like.
But
we don't want to drag this out. We don't want to take it to go out. Heaven forbid you'd have to get it right.
Yeah, I mean, they throw this out there and then said, here, you know, here it is. I'm not going to help you. They throw out a gigantic pile of books and records on the table that these two attorneys couldn't determine anything from it. Oh, well, did they contact anyone else to help them? Did they say to the courts or to the prosecutor's office, we need assistance in going through these records to see what we're looking at?
So the angle on this is you didn't need to call the state police, the state board of accounts, the FBI. None of these people were necessary in this investigation. That's what it's telling me.
Well, and then also Brown is saying, we found no evidence of restitution owed. Well, if they couldn't determine anything from it, then how could they find any evidence that it wasn't owed?
Because it's the convenient way out, Marty.
Right.
That's exactly
what it was.
And
then he says, and I got a call, this is Brown speaking, and I got a call from the auditor's office saying they were not interested in taking this any further and
right.
that they were pleased to get the matter resolved.
Right.
Well, if the public isn't furious about that, they
go.
Ought to be.
Yeah, you never know what you'll find when you start getting the bones out of the closet.
Right. I mean, the auditor's office, oh, we don't take this any further. Let's just get this over with.
Those are the people we've elected to put in power. And, again, I wish there was if it wasn't public, if this was a private business, you can do anything you want. Steal away. Knock
Somebody
yourself out.
Somebody needs to look at what
Does the state have
past,
any say in this? Does it,
history, where she worked before, was there any problems? I say that about anybody who's had this kind of a situation. Look to see, is this something that's happened before? Maybe in the courts you can't do that, but I would say the court of public opinion you certainly could.
Marty, join us next Wednesday, and we'll see what else is happening. We have got to get things moving here on a Wednesday morning.
Thank
we appreciate
you so
your time.
Don't forget to contact the state about Senate Bill 379 and ask to have rural transit protected in that bill. Thank you.
Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, checks in every Wednesday. Who knows what next Wednesday is going to bring? It's unbelievable on how the court of public. You know what? You spin it one way here, we'll spin it one way there. So we'll make sure all sides are covered. There's a faction of people that think this is not a big deal at all. What's paid back? Investigation was thorough and proper and to a T after years and years of mining information. Some people believe it, and some people don't. You decide which side of the coin you are on.